Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, live cattle futures traded throughout yesterday with little fanfare. Traders did not have much to go on, looking to outside markets for some direction. What they saw was nothing to get excited about. Corn prices increased, keeping some pressure on live cattle futures, but heavier pressure was put on feeder cattle contracts as numerous months posted triple-digit losses. That may reverse today, as there is significant pressure on corn futures here overnight. No cash cattle so far this week, likely no activity today. Feedlots in the north have not yet indicated at what level they're willing to sell. Now, hog futures may be stair-stepping lower. Futures consolidated last week after regaining the losses of September and have now consolidated at a lower level the past 3 days. Cash was higher yesterday as expected, with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing a gain of $1.41. However, this was offset by further weakness of cutouts. They dropped $2.73. December Kansas City wheat down 38 cents early today after climbing 65 cents the first 2 days of the week, reacting to an announcement from AP that Russia's defense minister told a Turkish official Russia would maintain the Ukrainian grain deal. We don't yet know if any conditions are attached to Russia's terms, but the initial report is getting a bearish reception early today. Earlier this week, grain shipments were allowed to continue leaving Ukraine under the supervision of the UN, Turkey, and Ukraine. December corn trading 15 cents lower early today, affected by that breaking news out of Russia. May sound like a broken record, but prices remain in the same narrow trading range they've been in since September 9th. Reluctant to climb above $7, but also holding well above the 100-day average. January soybeans trading about 14 cents lower early today, also affected by this morning's news. Even though soybeans are not as directly affected by events in Ukraine, even so, December soybean oil is trading near its highest prices in 4 months. The futures coming up in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 3rd, broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m., 32,140 head to sell, 3,400 feeder steers, 2,400 feeder heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and a couple thousand calves on cows. Visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, for more info or call them 800-422-2117.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle down 52, 151.95. February down 57, 155.25. November feeder cattle down 70 cents, 176.92. January down 125, 178.20. And December hogs up 27 cents, 85.20. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the December up 11 and a quarter, 9.90. March up 12 and a quarter, 9.86 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 20 and a quarter, 902 and a half. March up 19 and three quarters at 919. December corn up 6 and a quarter, 697 and three quarters. March up 5 and three quarters at 702 and a half. And January soybeans up 28 and a quarter, 1447 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.